This is Davin Eldridge with BPR News. Western North Carolina businesses are making a name for themselves in the American music festival scene. Styled after the musical festivals of the 1960s, Bonnaroo becomes the center of the Bohemian South every June. The event gathers an eclectic collection of musical and stage performances, panels on social activism, and hundreds of vendors from across the United States, many of which hail from Western North Carolina.
We love Bonnaroo because, I mean, first of all, it's a really great chance for us to put our product in front of 70, 80,000 people at a time, which is sort of indispensable.
That's Mary Lynn Schroeder of In Blue Handmade, an online company based out of Buncombe County, which makes personalized leather goods like journals, flasks, wallets, and bags. This is her fifth year setting up shop at Bonnaroo as a vendor.
So for me, it's really important for me. A, I get kind of weird when I'm just on the computer all the time. I need to interact. And B, it's good to get out there and let people actually touch and look at the product. It's motivating and inspiring.
Perhaps it's the reputation mountain communities have cultivated over the years for their arts and crafts. As Schroeder says, there's never just one vendor at the festival from Western North Carolina. And sales are always good. Depending on where a vendor sets up shop, it can cost as much as $10,000 to set up a tent at Bonnaroo.
Are you coming back next year?
Yeah, I'm coming back every year. As long as they'll have me, I'll be a ruer. But you know, Asheville's just kind of special and magic in that way. It's such an ambitious, artistic, entrepreneurial community. I think that, you know, something like this, you have to really work hard to set up at this. Your inventory has to be really great, but it still maintains that Asheville love vibe. Everything's handmade. People are working really hard and working together.
Just along this one strip of festival vendors, there were three others from the mountains. Most of them were too busy for an interview, but Shana McLaughlin of downtown Asheville retailer Indo echoed Schroeder.
Well, you definitely squeeze some fun into it. Every festival that I've ever gone to work with them, I get to go see, I've seen a lot of musicians over the years that I would have never even known who they were if I didn't get to hear it from where I was standing. And
this was Indo's 16th year at Bonnaroo, and according to McLaughlin, the business has secured numerous return customers at the festival in that time.
You know, but I think Indo's just kind of built, their own reputation based on, you know, their merchandise. It has a lot to do with the festival culture, too. The boss is friends with a lot of other vendors that, you know, all the different vendors kind of help each other out and buy each other's things.
But it wasn't just crafts vendors representing the mountains at the festival. With the craft beer industry taking off in recent years, Western North Carolina breweries have now found their products in the festival spotlight as well. So much, in fact, that entire panel discussions on the industry, complete with beer tastings, were held at this year's Bonnaroo. The discussion featured Joe Rowland, owner of Nantahala Brewing Company in Bryson City, and it was moderated by none other than Asheville's own Asheville Joe America.
I'm curious about what you're experiencing now in the craft brewing movement. I mean, I'm from Asheville, North Carolina, so Wicked Weed just got picked up by InBev. A lot of people are angry about that are into craft brewing.
I think it's a double-edged sword. North Carolina is capped at 25,000 barrels, which sounds like a lot of beer, and it is a lot of beer. I mean, we're not to that level yet, and we really wouldn't be able to get there by focusing on our local market. But when you get outside of your home market, it becomes a bigger challenge because you really need that ability to distribute through someone else unless you're willing to invest the money to do it yourself. You gotta pick, do you wanna make beer or do you wanna deliver beer?
And yeah, big round of applause. That beer was delicious.
After the panel discussion, Asheville Joe was able to speak on the growing popularity of mountain brewing.
First, I would say it's a wonderful experience. I mean, and it's not beyond my expectation. I mean, Asheville and North Carolina in general has great representation for craft breweries. They've done good work on that legislation, you know, that makes it more possible for craft breweries to succeed. So it doesn't surprise me, you know, but it does, build me up and make me feel good. Now, I would go even further to say that Asheville in general, Asheville, North Carolina, represents hard at Bonnaroo, man. And it is mostly in this very positive way of, people who are community-minded, people who are proactive and getting good work done.
One thing all of these mountain businesses had in common was that attending festivals like this one was vital to the success of their brands, and most of them indicated that they would be setting up shop at others down the road,
after feeling all the love and good vibes at Bonnaroo this year. For BPR News, I'm Davin Eldridge.